Hello friends, welcome to WizSchool. We are on chapter 31, very important chapter as far as shares investment is concerned, because the primary goal of investment in shares is to make profits, to have regular income, but one also has to pay tax applicable on the returns one get in the form of income as well as capital appreciation. So what are the taxation provisions on the returns that we get in the form of income or capital appreciation, or even some corporate actions such as bonus, etc., will be discussed in this chapter. This chapter will help you to learn about the importance of taxation as a factor of investments and tax benefits of investing in shares. Taxation is an important factor in investment planning. Taxation is an important factor in investment planning because the objective of investment for growth or income is to maximize the take-home returns, which is in effect of the tax returns. Tax is applicable on the income one earns, on the shares in the form of dividends, and on the profits one makes when he or she sells the shares. The direct taxation is generally applicable on the income that is created, and hence one needs to know its provisions, specifically on dividends, on bonus, on capital gains, etc. In addition, one may receive benefits in the kind of corporate actions through bonus shares, or there may be some stock split or buybacks, and hence one should also know what tax would be applicable in case of a bonus share, in case of a stock split, or even in case of a buyback of share. So we are going to discuss this five main types of returns that we get in the form of dividends or in the form of shares, and what taxation would be applicable on these five scenarios. Let us understand one by one. The first, the dividends. The dividends received are taxable in the hands of individuals, and dividends are taxed at source at 10%. However, dividends received are taxed at appropriate level based on the total taxable income of the taxpayer, and the tax rate of source can be set off against the tax that is due on the basis of adding up the dividend income to the taxable income of the taxpayer. Next important tax angle comes in case of sale of shares. If the equity shares are listed on a stock exchange, are sold within 12 months of purchase, the seller has to pay the short-term capital gains or income short-term capital loss. If the shares are sold at a higher price than the seller paid to buy them, the seller makes a short-term capital gains. Alternately, if the seller has sold at a lower price than the seller paid to buy them, the seller incurs a short-term capital loss. Both these short-term capital gains and short-term capital loss can be actually utilized for deciding the tax liability. If the equity shares listed on a stock exchange are sold after 12 months of purchase, the seller may make a long-term capital gain or incur a long-term capital loss. The securities transaction tax is applicable on all equity shares which are sold or bought on a stock exchange. So this is another tax which would also come in addition to your short-term gain and short-term capital gains tax applicable on sale of shares. Next is on the tax on the capital gains. As for the provisions of Financial Budget 2018, if a seller makes long-term capital gain of more than Rs. 1 lakh on sale of equity shares or equity-oriented units of mutual fund, the gain made will attract a capital gains tax of 10%, and the benefits of indexation will not be available to the seller. This provision applies to the transfers made on or after 1st of April 2018. Short-term capital gains are taxed at 15%. Next important point we need to know, a tax angle, while the bonus shares are issued to the investors. Bonus shares are issued to investors capitalizing reserves in proportion to the holding an investor has in the company. This does not change the ownership pattern. It merely increases the number of shares in circulation. Although no money is paid to acquire bonus shares, bonus shares are not valued at nil cost. The value of bonus shares for tax purpose is determined by adding the bonus shares issued to the shares held and dividing this by the cost of shares held. The earlier acquired shares will continue to be valued at the price paid to the purchase them. So this is a very clear formula for calculating the value of a bonus share. Next, we understand the stock splits. Stock splits are becoming increasingly popular in India. With the growth in the value of shares, companies are beginning to split their stock. This effectively means they may reduce the face value of the share. It should be remembered that in a stock split, the capital of the company remains the same, whereas in a bonus issue, the capital increases and the reserves fall. However, like in the bonus issue, the net worth is not affected. There is no tax implication. What happens in the case of a share buyback? Share buybacks are becoming common. By buying back the shares, a corporate gets flexibility. It enables a company to sustain a higher debt equity ratio. It can be effective in warding off the hostile takeovers. Companies buy their shares back when they feel their shares are undervalued or even when they have excess cash. It also prevents dilution of earnings. With regard to the buyback, it should be determined whether the amount paid is dividend or considered for transfer of shares. If it is considered dividend, it is not taxable. Where any company purchases its own shares, the difference between the consideration received by the shareholder and the cost of acquisition will be deemed to be the capital gains. Further, it will not be treated as dividends, as the definition of dividend does not include payments made by a company to purchase its own shares. So this specific considered dividend and non-considered dividend has to be kept in mind basis on how it is received by the investor. So friends, what is the conclusion of this chapter on taxation? Taxation is an important factor in investment planning. One should be aware of the tax applicable on the dividend income and the capital gains. One should also be aware of the various corporate actions of the company, such as the bonus issue, the buyback, the stock splits, etc., so that he is clear about the tax liability and file proper income tax returns. He will also on the returns in the form of income and the appreciation, and also take advantage of the bonus share splits, issues and buyback. However, he will also be a tax compliant citizen. Thank you.